position. If I had the time to do so, it would help me make a better decision. But the time is not being given to me. There may be mistakes I'm making in logic and having to think of this on the spur of the moment. So that is an unknown too. There are various unknown factors at work, so you are again put in the position then of making the decision in somewhat the area of a guess. You'll have to treat it as strictly an unknown if you're put on this basis where you cannot take the time to think it over. If you decide the vulnerability is too great to act so fast, and it turns out later that you missed out on something very valuable, then don't fret, because if the decision were to be repeated, you would do it in exactly the same way again. It would be the only way you could respond to such a thing in the nature of you. You had recognized that the vulnerability was too great to risk on such an unknown thing. So the fact that somebody else took advantage of it and made $1 million is no reason for you to say to yourself, doggone it, if I'd only had the foresight or I'd only had the sense to make this investment, look where I'd be now. And I think of this every time somebody tells me about how they could have bought Wilshire Boulevard property in 1922 for $8 an acre. Even people who weren't alive in 1922 tell that story. But of course, the principle is obvious, that if you knew everything in 1922 that you knew now, you wouldn't be the person that you are. You would be somebody different. You'd be dealing with a different life and a different set of knowns and so forth. So what's the point in dealing with it? There's no point in trying to make calculations like that. And this, again, comes back to the business of trying to judge an unknown in retrospect. You can't do it, and you should forget about it. And it's amazing how much time can be wasted, of course, in rehashing factors like that, time that could be so well spent determining what you're going to do from here on in. The only times that you should ever blame your past decisions are when you failed to take into consideration all relevant factors that were known to you. Or, if you have established a systematic method of dealing with unknowns that you feel will pay off in the long run, if you then break that system, then you have reason to blame yourself in retrospect for having done so. Because the very logic that taught you to deal with unknowns in a certain way time after time is only because you feel in the long run it will pay off. This is especially true with regard to gambling systems, where you can see it much more obviously. Because in that particular instance, you are dealing with the probabilities over a period of time. If you're playing cards, for instance, you don't control the cards that will fall to you. You don't even control the other person's decisions. But you determine that within a certain framework, if you act in a certain way, every time, over a period of time, it will pay off for you more likely than another course of action would. But if you then stop in the middle of practicing this system and say, well, in this particular instance, it looks so good the other way, I think I will violate the system and do it the other way. Well, all you have done is to make it that much harder for the system to pay off for you in the long run. And that kind of a decision should be a reason for blaming yourself in retrospect, but not the nature of any guess that you have made. Now, one more item I think should be covered in this regard, too. If you hit upon a system of doing things, such as a gambling system, for instance, that is not scientifically explainable. In other words, you see that something is working for you, but for the life of you, you can't figure out the logic to it. You don't know why it works, but it does work. And, of course, I have run into this over and over again with people telling me about roulette systems and things like this that they have found. And I say, well, logically, your system doesn't make any sense. But I won all this money in it, so forth and so on. All right. I'm not going to tell you you didn't win any money, and I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't go back and practice it again if that's what you want to do. But my one suggestion is to retire your profits as fast as you can. Don't attempt to pyramid your profits by reinvesting them in a system you don't understand, because it is irrational, meaning that it is not understandable to you. Therefore, it's liable to cut off any moment, just like that. And so the one thing you want to be sure of is that when it does cut off, you have retired some profits in advance and you have come out ahead. But to say, well, no, the system is working so well, I think I'll just double my bets if it's gambling, or double my investments if it's a business type system of some kind, or whatever, is a mistake, because all you're doing is making it inevitable that when the wrong choice comes one time, it's going to destroy everything that you've made up to this point. You're vulnerable to something that is out of your control under that kind of a situation. So act to minimize the vulnerability by retiring your profits. So when it does run its course and then becomes more explainable to you how it happened, you will have come out ahead. And don't be dismayed that you didn't bet twice as much on it, any more than that you didn't invest in Wilshire Boulevard in 1922. If there were any way to determine in advance that you should have bet twice as much as you did, you wouldn't have bet twice as much. You would have bet